When this all started, what were you, about 16, 19? How old were you then?
Well, the very first healing that I did was on my mom when I was 14.
14 years old. Mm-hmm. Now, did you know you had this gift?
Well, there were always all these strange things happening around me. You know, ever since I was a little kid, I was always the very first person to spot every animal in the woods. You know, the animal could be behind an object, but the aura didn't blend in with the environment so much, and it was much easier for me to spot animals than a lot of other people. And it wasn't until I was about 14 that I realized that other people weren't seeing auras. And, you know, it's really weird. You think that, you know, I would have figured this out earlier, but it's really something that you just don't talk about. It just never comes up.
Now, did your family know that you were gifted? Did they, you know, decide earlier on, hey, there's something a little different about Adam?
Well, not really. Not until they started seeing these telekinetic events that I was experiencing. I told them about them, you know, many times when I was younger, when I was in elementary school. You know, but they just dismissed it as, you know, he was just a kid goofing around and he threw the pen or whatever, right? But it was when they witnessed these telekinetic events themselves, that was when they started to realize that, hey, there's really something happening here.
What about your friends in school? I mean, did they think there's something going on here?
No, not really. I mean, I've managed to live a normal life, you know, even till now. Now everyone knows after that show, obviously, but, you know, I've been able to live a normal life, and most people just didn't know, as far as everyone knows, or as far as everyone thought, I was just this normal, regular kid that was just... you know, just going to university just like everyone else.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons. I think when we talked well over a year ago, that was, again, one of the reasons you never gave your last name. You didn't want the whole planet to know who you were.
Yeah, and it's very important for me to maintain living a normal life and continue to, you know, I want to not drain myself. I think it's important not to overwork myself. I have to know my limit. You know, I can't be doing healings 24/7, and if everyone knew where I lived, there would be a lineup outside my door, and, you know, that's just, it's just very difficult.
Well, you know, Edgar Cayce, the great American prophet, when he gave his readings, got to the point where I think, Adam, it really made him ill. It probably even killed him eventually, because you're right, it does drain you.
It is draining, and it's very important to know your limit, and I think that's important for all healers. You have to know your limit. And speaking of Edgar Cayce, I'm actually doing a talk at the Edgar Cayce Institute.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. I can't remember the exact date offhand. I'm also doing a workshop in Norfolk, Virginia, which is right near the Edgar Cayce.
Well, you're going to put it on your dreamhealer.com website, right?
Yeah, it's all on the website. Okay, all the workshops are on the website.
Well, when you healed your mother at 14 years old, tell me about this. What did she have? What was wrong with her? And how did you do this?
Okay, well, my mom has MS, or I guess you could say had MS. Like, you wouldn't know she had MS unless she told you. But anyway, with that multiple sclerosis, there's a very common symptom called trigeminal neuralgia, which is a stabbing pain in the side of the head. And basically, this was once every month or so, my mom would just go upstairs and she would just be screaming with pain. And, you know, there was nothing we could really do about it, so we would just kind of, just all go downstairs and just sort of try to... you know, ignore her screaming upstairs and just wait till she goes to sleep because there's really nothing we could do. But anyway, one day when I was about 14, and remember at this point I was starting to realize that there was something a little different happening with me. And I went up to my mom's room, and for a reason I'm not sure why, I put my hand over her head. And then what happened was I went into this trance, and I couldn't see anything else in the room around me except for these images of my mom in front of me. I was literally navigating throughout my mom's head.
Now, while you're doing this, she is thinking what?
At this point in time, I just told her to close her eyes and relax.
Okay, and she was all willing for this to happen?
Oh, of course. Well, she didn't know what was happening. I didn't say I'm going to heal you now or anything like that.
Okay, she just thought that son was going to comfort her. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And anyway, so when I'm looking inside her head, I see this green pulsating light. And it was very clear to me that this was what the problem was. So what I did was I grabbed it and I pulled it into me. And as a result of me doing this, her pain vanished. She never got another pain. Even to this day, she's still never gotten another pain. But I took on her pain.
What do you mean you took on her pain?
Well, I felt the exact same pain, this stabbing pain inside the head. I said, right after it happened, I said, that was a terrible pain that you had. And I just slept it off. And, you know, obviously my healing techniques have evolved since then, you know.
Well, what are the dangers, though, Adam, that you could have, let's say, have contracted MS? By taking it away from your mother, maybe your own system would have had it.
Well, you know, that's something that we really don't know. I mean, it's something I don't like to think about too much. I don't stress myself thinking about those things. As far as I can tell, I'm not taking on any of these things. But this is really all unknown territory. This is all new territory. But, you know, like I said, I think it's important that you manage yourself. You know your limit. You know how much energy you can use, and you maintain your own health at the same time as trying to help as many people as you can.